Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this hour.
This is Chris Santiago. How are you doing?
All right, Chris, good to have you in there, bud. Let's roll with it. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. And no better way to start off the third hour than with Captain Cliff Webb, Corpus Christi. Let's see what he's doing this morning. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, recovering from all that food I ate, man. God almighty.
God, I feel like a wildebeest.
Oh, I guess Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. You know, there's no pressure on gifts and all that. It's all family and food. It's a great holiday. It really is.
It is. I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it was all good, man. Just spent a lot of time with the family this week and had a pretty good corky bite on Monday. Had that front move in and had this guy RJ come down. He came down last year at the same Monday before Thanksgiving. And it was exactly the same conditions. It was exactly a blowing 30-mile-an-hour north wind, a fresh front, and a high-pressure bite. It was just like,
dang the good luck.
12 months later on the exact same day. But actually, we caught about maybe half a dozen nice fish on corkies. But there was some space in between them. But we did get the thump going. You know, I just love that corky thump.
I don't know. But, live for the thump, baby.
Yeah, we got in there super early. There was just nobody on the water Monday. Mickey was just like nobody out there. Never saw a boat. And I pulled in one of my spots, you know, hard north wind, and there's some bait flipping in there. And the bait was perfect. It was like 6 to 8 inch bait. And it's flipping. I mean, not all the fish are in there. The trouble is there's so much bait and so few fish. So yeah. You really got to position your bait right in the strike zone. And most of the two or three good fish I caught, 4 pounds or so, were right after a flip. I would throw it right after the flip, and the fish were right in that zone. But you know, for sweeping areas right now, there's not a lot of concentration of big pods of those big trout. So, you know, you're really concentrating on and precision casting. You know, it's not like the old days where I'm sweeping areas and looking for pods of big fish. And once I find that big pod of big fish, I wear that area out. What's happening now is these fish are moving in small pods of 3 to 7, 10 fish probably. And they're moving through a pack and the bait flips when they move by. And if you're not in there, they're going to go on by and move by. Sure. They're 100 yards away, you know, but and either wait for the next pod to come by or you walk with that pod and try to concentrate on what that bait's doing and which way it's moving and which way the fish are moving. And what they were doing Monday, they were coming up on this ledge, and the ledge is real flat, and one end of the ledge has a little trench like a deer trail, and those fish were coming right up in that trail, Mickey. They weren't coming up on that exposed flat. It was too flat. They wanted that little uneven bottom about 2 or 3 foot deeper in that soft mud, and they're coming right down that trench. And when they come down that trench, a couple of bait would flip, and we'd fire in there and catch a fish. But we probably stood in one spot within, you know, 10 yards. We worked that whole area, and that's where the fish were. But it was a high-pressure bite. Everyone's going to get the hard thump and slack the line. You have the corky slack it for a little bit.
Oh,
and you wind it and something. But then you get those one, all of a sudden it's a weight change. you know, just come up and just mouth it, you know, and then right. The hooks are sharp enough to get them. But it's not quite cold enough yet. I like it when, like you guys were talking, that water getting down to 53, you know, 55. Then they start eating. Then they get a good bite on, you know. But it was a good week. The only thing I didn't do surf. You know, I just I had a great hunting trip with my son. Cody came down, my youngest son, and he just works all the time. So finally got him down to trapped him in the deer lease and shut the gate behind him, man. So I had him in there for a whole day.
Lock him down, baby.
Lock him down, but I get to find out
how many kids you got, Cliff.
I got two boys.
Yeah.
My oldest is a fishing guide, you know, just great fishing guide.
Right.
And my youngest is living in Houston and just he's making all the money. He's got a real job. But anyway, he's a working man. He works hard.
He's not a poor old fishing guide, man.
No, he's smart. He's the smartest one of the family. He got out of the fishing business. But he got to shoot a deer with me this week, and we needed some more sausage deer. And he shot my 7-mag, just dropped this deer just instantly. So we had a sausage deal, and I got them in the cooler right now. I got, you know, hog and deer. So I'm going to do a little grinding today, I think, and do a little sausage making. But man, it was like I said, the only thing I didn't do this week was a lot of beach fishing. And my buddy, listen to this, my buddy Bob, the guy that always fishes the beach, I tell you, that catches the tarpon and stuff on the jetties, he caught a 27-inch snook and a 30-inch tarpon off the jetty this week. That's a pretty good week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Awesome.
That is really something.
I remember he caught that
really
giant
something.
Snook that one year. What was that, about 2 or 3 years ago? He caught a big snook, man.
Oh, guy catches some big ones. But, you know, he's a guy that walks those rocks every single day, and he catches fish. He says, I average about every 30 days. He says something. But, you know, he winds those feather jigs up and down those rocks all day long, every day. And every once in a while, you know, he gets one, and he turns them loose.
That's
it's
committed,
just,
man. That's called devotion right there, buddy.
That's what he likes to do, you know. But, all the power to him. They think that snook fishing is easy. The window on catching snook is very small.
Yeah, it
those is. Fish don't feed very often. Their eyesight is so good, and they like to feed right at dark, right at daylight, and they like a fast moving target, and the tide better be right. Other than that, you're good.
You know, that's like in Trinity Bay when you used to catch them big stripers. You had to catch them at night. Their eyes are so
really?
Big. I mean, during the daytime, they wouldn't hit nothing you threw at them. But you let that sun go down, and buddy, you'd roll them up.
Man, Bob was in Port Aransas the other day. He's over at St. Joe Island. He went over there, and he's throwing that little bitty Meridine, that little bitty Meridine, that little one, the smallest one we make.
Right.
And he's throwing that red and white one. And like I told you, he takes a pair of pliers, he turns the nose sideways, he turns the nose different.
Yeah, it'll make it wiggle. It'll wobble from side to side when you do that when you swim it.
Right.
You can do that
with a
51M too.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we used to do that all the time with
51. The guys were turning the noses on them. But he said he got into a big school of tarpon in the ship channel there in Port Aransas, and he's throwing that that red and white thing. Those tarpon suck it in, and you just don't suck it in, and they blow it out before you set the hook, the little tarpon. He said you'd throw a little tap, and it'd be gone. And then all of a sudden, he'd catch one on the side of the jaw, could grasp or hook him in the corner of the mouth. He'd catch one, you know, and jump it. But he said he was jumping them, and the only boat in that jetty was he saw that tarpon jump and came and pulled right in the middle of them. They went down.
Oh.
But that little Meridine this time of year, that little white with the red head, is a small tarpon killer down here on the coast. It's unbelievable.
Woody woodpecker. You know that that color scheme. I remember the world record years ago in Florida was caught with a Woody on a mirror lure in that color scheme, the number 11. And from Florida to the tip of Texas, that color scheme, especially in real clean water, the clearer the water, the better I like that bait. And, oh, man, it's caught some hogs. I've caught some pigs in the surf with it, too. When that surf gets real air clear, that's another time to throw that 11.
Yeah, and that's about the only color I've thrown in Costa Rica and Mexico. Mexico, red and white. Costa Rica, red and white.
Head and baits, that Lucky 13, how many giant bass have been caught on that that same color scheme?
Mm-hmm. But it's funny, in Costa Rica, they want red and white. You can throw any other color. If it ain't red and white, just go home, you know. Now, if the sardines are in there, they'll hit the mirror lure with the green back silver side if you got sardines.
Right.
But a lot of these times at night in Costa Rica, these squid are coming out of the deep water and eating these little minnows and sardines on the shore, and they grab them and they eat them by the head. and they're swimming backwards. So what I'll do, I'll put a little paddle tail on that feather jig. It looks like a squid just grabbed a minnow's eating and swimming backwards with it. So it's like a nacho with cheese, and those big old snook would just smoke it, dude. It was awesome. You throw it out there with a little paddle tail on that hook, a little sea shad, and it would wiggle like a little minnow behind that thing, and they think that squid has got a bait. And it's like the double whammy for him. And man, it was working good for me.
Oh, boy.
I just had my buddy come back from Costa Rica, and he just got back last week, the guy that was chasing the buck. Steve, he's back on his buck again now, but he went to Costa Rica, had buck fever, and couldn't shoot his buck. So now he's back hunting his buck today, so I'm excited for him. But he said Costa Rica wasn't exactly the same as he and I left it last a few years ago. He said it's a lot different with this COVID stuff.
I bet it is. Yeah. A lot of things are. Yeah. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is, buddy. It is way different.
We have entered the twilight zone.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Kind of like I used to love that guy, Rod, whatever his name was. You have entered the twilight zone.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that sometimes when I'm out in public. Now, I don't get out much. When I go into stores and I go, God almighty, these people are freaking out over here, man. You know, wearing their mask in the car by themselves. I still don't get the mask in the car by themselves thing, Mickey.
I don't know, unless they need to change their air filter and their compartment filter.
I don't know, man.
Goodness gracious.
Man. If I'm wearing a mask in the car, I left a dead dove in my bird bag or something last week.
Hey, I know a guy one time that had a little quail. He's a guy that used to video all my fishing way back in the day in the 80s, and he had this little pet quail called Quentin, and it crawled up under his dashboard, that big Ford Econoline van he rode around in, and I crawled in that van one morning to go fishing with Ken, and I said, my gosh, what is that smell? He said, man, the old quail went up in the dashboard and died in there, and I'm just having to let it wear off. He had all the little hanging scent deals all over it. It made it worse.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like a dead rat in the wall, you know. You got a two-week period there that is just unbearable.
Yeah, we had that at the ranch. So these guys want to put out this poison for the rats, you know. And what they do, they put the poison out, and the rat eats the poison, crawls inside their trailer, dies in the wall. I said, dude, this is not
going to work. They're supposed to go to – usually when they eat that poison, they go to water and drink it and blow up inside, and that's it. They're dead. But, boy, they crawl in a wall, you're done, man.
Yeah. I told the guy, you better keep a pan of water outside your trailer. I said, because they're going to come in and drink the water out of the toilet in your trailer. You're done. You're going to have them in the trailer.
Yeah, if you put out rat poison inside them deer camps, you make sure all the commodes are closed. All the lids are down.
But it's been fun. And, you know, I was going to tell you, too, Mickey, I was over, had to go get some stuff from, I went over to Swan Point, over to Rockport the other day, and talked to David Hayward, the fly guy over there. And I went to his shop and buy some stuff. And he said a guy on a fly rod caught a 32 9-pound trout down here about 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
On a fly rod. So that is some good news right there, buddy. A 32 is a pig. I mean.
It is. That's
if you got one of those, you got a 33 or something. You got a couple big ones here. And I'm in it really kind of interested to see what's going to happen this winter with my fish deal after January, because, you know, so many of my guys are looking for the fish of a lifetime. Are we going to catch that 32 now and just take a picture of it and let it go? I think that's what's going to happen for a while, you know, and hopefully we got some good replicas. But we can't keep a state record if we catch it, which, you know, may not happen, but it could. Because
it could.
I was, you know, after those big freezes in the 60s and stuff, the two trout they were catching were monsters.
Yeah.
You know? So
true.
We'll see what happens. We'll see, man.
Hang on. Let me knock this break out. I'll come right back at you, bud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 619 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Captain Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back, man.
Oh, man. I wanted to tell you what my grandson did. What was that? Go ahead.
I'm watching this guy bow hunting, and he finally thumped this deer. It's been eluding him for the whole show, and it's about a 160, 170 class 10 point. And, man, at some point, you just got to take a rifle to your tree stand with you. I mean, it was on a doe, but he finally got it. He had it at 50 yards, and he couldn't shoot in there because the brush was too thick. It would deflect the arrow. So that doe finally came out of that thick stuff at about 30 yards and stopped. And when that buck stopped, he just ripped a hole through it.
Did he get the deer?
Well, he hadn't gone to retrieve it yet, but he's sitting up there talking about it, shaking like a dog eating prune seeds. Oh, man.
I got to be a part of a lot of that bow hunting when I was at Sarita.
Oh, man, I don't have the patience for it. I mean, I love it and everything, but, man, it's just there's so many close encounters. They're just out of range. They're skirting you. It's nasty.
Oh,
It's miserable at times.
I bow hunted for a while, and we all thought we were good bow hunters in this. The old night champion, the state champion, came from Oklahoma down here to our ranch. And he's shooting pecans at 40 yards with his bow, green pecans. He put it on, he'd take a paper plate and take scotch tape, and he bet the guy at the ranch he could hit that pecan more times at 40 yards than he could with his 22 offhand. And he did it. He was pretty impressive. He had that long little bar in front of his bow, you know, whatever that balancer thing is, and he would just smoke it, man. And pretty impressive. And then Ted Nugent shot that nail guy at about 60 yards with an overdraw and killed it. But the you know, I've seen some shots though that go bad too. You know, I've seen some shots that, you don't get the deer. You know, you don't talk about that. But the thing I like about the really serious bow hunters, they practice all the time. The guy that's a closet bow hunter just picks it up and lets her fly. But the real serious bow hunters, they practice 12 months a year. You know,
they shoot year round. You know, it's just like a good rifle shot or a shotgunner. Right. They shoot year round. You know,
that makes a big difference. But anyway, I was going to tell you so. My wife had the grandkids, so I went up with Cody and my son, had the fishing trip. So we dropped the kids off day before Thanksgiving here at my house, the two grandkids with my wife, and she's got the grandkids. And I call her from the lease. She's all happy cooking, and she had the turkey sitting out on the counter, and the turkey sitting there thawing out day before Thanksgiving. And my grandson comes by and says, "Grandma, what kind of bird is that?" She says, "Well, what does it look like? Is it a chicken?" She says, "No, it's too big for a chicken." My grandson, "Is it a crane?" Because they've been eating sandhill cranes all year. You know your kids are redneck when they think the turkey's a crane. I mean, you know, it's just, almighty. I feel, you know, it's like my teacher asked my granddaughter what her favorite bird was. She said dove and cream gravy. So, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, my poor grandkids, you know, they don't eat a lot of store-bought food. It's crazy. But anyway, I thought that was pretty good. He thought that turkey was a crane. Bigger than chicken, is a crane. But they went on a sandhill crane hunt this year and ate some sandhill crane. It's pretty good, I tell you.
Ribeye in the sky, baby.
Yeah, but like you said, you can't cook them rare enough. And the first ones we messed up, the second we cooked real rare, and it is really good. I'm impressed.
And cook it like you like your steak. And if you medium rare to rare is the way to go. You know what my favorite thing to do with that crane breast is? I'll take them and sear them on a mesquite fire. You know, get them about just rare, and sear them on both sides. Take them off, then cut them in strips like fajitas, and then I'll have my big aluminum pan. It's cut up with bell pepper and onion, a couple of sticks of butter, and a couple of cold beers poured in there. And I'll throw all that crane meat in there and stir it in. And you can use a few jalapenos if you like a little spice.
And, now, is it hot? Are you throwing it in hot stuff? Is it with fire? Are you throwing it in fire?
I mix all that up in the pan first. And then after I cut up all that crane meat into, like, fajita strips, I'll throw it in there, stir it in with all the vegetables and everything, and then cover it with foil and put it back on the fire for a few minutes. And where you cook down your bell pepper and onions and everything, and pull that off, and then get those corn and flour tortillas ready, buddy, and go to work on it. It's as good as you can possibly ask for. Better than any fajita you'll ever eat, I promise you. And tender, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, we did some. I shot those axes last year. We're down to the last backstrap in the freezer here while back.
Lord.
And so wife gets out the last backstrap, so it's kind of a syrup. You'll get the wine out the last backstrap. And she seared it on top of the stove. Real hot, you know, in this pan, just dark, and cooked it real rare and let it set for a little while. And I'm going to tell you what, that's better than any backstrap. That was incredible. It was just.
Oh, it is. Axis is such a good animal to eat. You know, that red stag, I mean, that's, red stag, I just seen have that as elk.
I didn't realize that. I didn't
know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, red stag's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how I look forward to. At the end of the season, I always run out of deer meat and all that stuff, and I look forward to having that stuff back in the freezer. It's funny how you grow up on that stuff, Mickey. You can't do without deer chili and all that stuff. Regular chili in the store just doesn't cut it. You go buy a can of chili, this not going to cut it, man. You know, you take some deer chili and some
Wolf brand, about the only thing to go with Wolf brand or Hormel chili is probably for hot dogs.
That's some real stuff, man.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, just thinking here, we got dove season comes on the 17th. Now, the quail this year on my place is just insane, Mickey. We can't shoot them. We changed owners of our ranch, and the guy doesn't want us to shoot quail. But I don't know if the guy down stuff like those guys. I don't know, man. He just doesn't want to shoot quail or turkey. We just got millions of them.
I mean, when quail are here, you got to shoot them because they can be gone tomorrow, man. I mean, they can catch flu or pneumonia or whatever, and they're all gone.
I know, you know, every feeder's got 100 birds around. It's just ridiculous.
Oh,
but
that's
goodness. The new deal. At least we got the lease again. You know, he went up on us and took our birds away, but at least we got a place to hunt. You know, it'd be terrible to have grandkids and kids and not have a place to take them. I can't even imagine how, you know. And then I was talking to my buddy Barry. You know, he does a lot of package hunting too, and he has a nice ranch and all that. He says, you know, package hunting is great and all that stuff, but having a ranch with your kid is so much nicer to be able to sit around the campfire when you want to go and, you know, enjoy the just by yourself stuff. So that's a big part of Texas. It's kind of going away, Mickey. It's really hard to find a place anymore. You know, I feel sorry for the people trying to find a small place to get on because, man, there's not a lot of leases available in Texas.
Well, and the ones you can get on, there's so many rules by the landowner. I mean, you know, you make one little mistake and leave a gate open, they'll kick everybody off and keep your money. And there's just so many rules, you know, just like, you know, not being able to shoot the quail or take advantage of the resource while it's there. And it makes a big difference.
I just, like I said, I would
pray you win the lottery and you can just go down and buy your own ranch. There you go.
Oh, man, I can't believe what they're selling for, Mickey. This ranch
sells
for, it was 3,000. It's 3,000 acres is almost $3 million what the guy bought it for. I'm
impressed.
Isn't that crazy? And I just cannot believe it's for a bunch of brush. But anyway, it's all good.
Yeah.
At least we're still hunting it. You know?
Well, hopefully he's getting the mineral rights for that, with that kind of money.
Yeah, right. Man, he dug a big hole in the middle of the ranch, and that's a big caliche pit in the middle of our ranch now, and he redid all the road with caliche, so that's kind of nice. But it's so weird because our deer this year, the deer I'm cleaning has so much fat, it's just unbelievable. It didn't seem to – I don't notice a big decrease in deer, Mickey. I thought the freeze, we were going to see less deer this year.
No, I think it's –
I'm not seeing it.
No, nobody is. Everybody that I know down your way, it's booming. The deer in such great
Blaine
shape.
Blaine, too? I mean, he's not having
Blaine's
deer,
just,
right?
I mean, you ought to see the size of these deer they're killing, man. I mean, his son shot – or his grandson shot an old 8-point, a 6.5-year-old 8-point the other day, and that deer weighed 197 pounds.
Oh, what a toad.
You know, and all his deer are going 200 plus pounds down there. And there's so much fat on them right now, you know, because the rut hadn't started naturally. They'll run that fat off once the rut starts. But when somebody shoots a deer and they don't get a good shot location on it and they have to track it, there's so much fat in them, the holes are closing up and they quit leaking blood.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're not bleeding like they should.
Yeah, they lost a really big buck on our ranch this year. They shot it with a 243 this year and lost it. Man, it's just sick. You know, that's one thing I just don't like, shooting 243s in the brush country, Mickey. I just, you know, my granddaughter, she shoots that 243, but it's got to be a 50-yard shot, and, you know, it's got to be real close. But, you know, 100, 150-yard shot in the brush country, when the deer runs, he's going to run 100 yards in that brush, and you talk about hard to find and hard to get him out.
You may walk past him several times. That's why, you know, dogs are so critical. You know, a lot of these leases, they have good dogs on them now to track these darn deer, man.
That's it, most ranches. And I learned something from Dick Idle, the American whitetail guy I hunted with at Sarita. He shoots all his deer through both shoulders, break the shoulders. He shoots certain loads.
You got to in South Texas. Truck. Them are the toughest damn deer on the planet, and you have
they
got
are,
to break
man.
Them down.
And that's what I'm doing, too. I'm shooting 140 grain. I'm shooting through the shoulders, and I'm just dropping them right there. I'm not going to chase them. You know, I lose the shoulders, but there's not a lot of meat on the shoulders.
There's
anyway.
Not that much meat anyway on the shoulders. I mean, and you can cut around
people,
that. You can cut around that blood.
So many people are taught to shoot the deer behind the shoulder, and they shoot too far back. They squeeze the trigger, they shoot too far back, they gut shoot it. Or you shoot him low, watch him go. Shoot him high, watch him die. So you shoot him in the high shoulder, he's not going anywhere. You shoot him low, he's gone. You know, shoot him low, watch him go. Shoot him high, watch him die. And that is a golden rule that all my big-time hunter told me up north. You know, so many deer shot low, they're gone. That low brisket stuff. You shoot them up high, high shoulder, through the shoulders, deer's done.
Yeah, because you're going to get –
there's nothing worse than losing a deer. I just can't stand losing a deer. God.
No, it's a heartbreaker. It's like that big eight-pointer I lost a couple of years ago. It just – that I didn't sleep for two or three nights.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
And we looked for that deer and looked and looked and looked, used dogs. He went on the other ranch, and then he circled back and came back on our ranch and then went back over again. And he was leaking the whole way. I can't believe that deer.
Mm.
I said, how much blood has this deer got in him? And
did he ever lay up and bleed out, or did you find a pile?
They never found him. No birds, no bird signs or anything. Usually the caracaras will give it away. You'll find him that way, but it never happened.
Maybe he's still going. Maybe the brisket shot him.
Maybe
he just killed up and gone.
Well, I know where he lives. I'll be there this year.
Well,
I mean, that was my eight, but I was so lucky and rewarded last year because in the same stand, I got that big six. So, hey.
Man. That's
what the heck.
Yeah, you did good on that deal, buddy. But I hope sometime I get to go down and hunt with you guys. I'd love to go down and meet Blaine and party
all it
with
takes
you guys
is I'll just call you and say, hey, we're going to be here. Come on, because it's not that far from you. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, man.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hang out with you guys. That sounds like a lot of fun, man. But
you'll have a blast.
I got a couple of really good trips this week, so I have a good report for you next week, Mickey. I got some good trips this week. So.
All right, well, hopefully weather will cooperate, and you'll catch you a couple of toads this week. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, Cliff, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
All right, Mickey, give me an area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks, Mickey.
All right. Mr. Webb, have a good one, buddy. Always a pleasure.
All right, buddy.
Later.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Cliff Webb. Great guy. If you never spent the day fishing with him, you owe it to yourself to do that. You can't have that much fun.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I wish you the best today, my friend. I hope you have a successful day out there.
Oh, I've already had a successful day. I'm standing up. All the rest of it's just a bonus.
You got your early morning sickos living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time. It ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
I went from a country boy to a city when I moved to Katy.
Yeah, Katy, they made city slicker out of it. You know? Katy used to be the country.
I know. I used to sit out in my backyard in the underwear and drink beer and throw my beer cans out there and shoot them with the pellet gun. And
not anymore.
Can't do it now.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, better listen to the outdoor show.
We had so many little ones, I'm sitting there scratching my head going, why in the world can't we catch a keeper?
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 6:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to Deep South Texas now, Jim Hogg County. Let's check in with Captain Blaine Farmood. Check on the deer this morning. Blaine, what's up?
Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
I'm bouncing around on the ranch. Just got through putting three hunters out.
Yeah.
Trying to get back to the camp. Got a light rain, 49 degrees, and let's see if it makes our deer move.
Boy, that's the days I like, man. Especially when you shoot one about 5 gallons of water sling off of him when that bullet slaps him. I love that.
Well, we've been quail hunting quite a bit, and this is our first weekend back for hunting deer in a while, and seeing lots of young bucks, not seeing any mature bucks, just lots of up-and-comers.
Future Hall of Famers, baby.
That's it. I think we're probably the average blind seeing 10 to 15 bucks every hunt in the mornings. Afternoons cool. aren't that good. But just not any shooters, Mickey. We're just, everybody's wanting to get a big one, and the big ones aren't moving, which I think they're eating green stuff right now. It rained so much, two or three weeks ago, and now everything's just like an oasis down here. It's got flowers popping up everywhere and green as it can be.
That can change in the blink of an eye, man. Look at that hunt. Last year I was on a whole bachelor pack of bucks on December 1st. They were all down by the feeder, and does were down a cendera to my left, and we're just sitting there looking at all them young bucks and going, man, that's going to be a good one when he gets older. And we're talking, me and Terry, and we looked down the left, and I said, man, that looks like a buck walked out in the middle of them does. And, well, it's all downhill from there. That's when I shot that big six. You just never know when they're going to walk out, man.
No way to anticipate when they're going to. You know when it gets really cold and it gets wet, the deer move real good.
Yeah.
But, yesterday afternoon they moved good at the camp. You know, we're sitting on the porch, and we had probably 40 deer came out, which was the best we've had all year, and we had 8 bucks at one time. And we finally had a really good buck come out there on the front porch. It was a 4-year-old 10-point that was definitely a shooter, real long main beams, and the kind of stuff you like, you know. I wish he'd have been out in the field where we had these hunters instead of right there on the front porch. It's unbelievable, you know, opening weekend, mature bucks were moving everywhere, and we had that 4.5-inch rain, and they quit moving, just all youngsters, you know, the 2 to 3-year-olds and the yearlings, with no lack of deer movement, just not the big ones. So that's just hunting. That's the way hunting is down here. Talked to several other hunters down here, and they're all experiencing the same thing.
Man, I just got a text from one of our avid listeners, good guy. We text back and forth all the time with deer picks and all that. He's got a beautiful 12-point laying over a rock. Oh, Steve in San Antone. So I guess he pulled the hammer yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
pulled the hammer.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen. You know it. You know, it can go from 1 minute not seeing anything, the next minute 5 giant bucks walk out at one time.
Yeah, that's Steve didn't shoot it, but one of their members on their deer lease did. 12-point.
Wow.
Man, that's beautiful. Wow. I love beautiful deer. Nothing like it.
Many thousands of people are out on this Thanksgiving weekend deer hunting. That there's going to be some good ones gotten. There's going to be a lot of them.
Well, Raz and Jimmy Kovacic and Raz, my old buddies up there in Menard, they're running does like crazy. Raz texted me last night, said he had a 150 plus running a doe, and it never would slow down where he could get a shot at it.
Golly.
But he said he will return this morning, same blind, same place, hoping that deer will stop and he's going to thump him.
Well, we had one of our guys yesterday in the number 9 blind. That's pretty close to the house right there. He said that there was like 10 bucks chasing one little doe, and they're all these young bucks, you know, like 6-pointers and 4-pointers and a couple of 8-pointers all chasing that one doe like something was going on. But normally that doesn't happen down here, but it can. We've seen it before.
Sure.
So what is it? You know, it can happen.
Well, we all know that, you know, in South Texas, that rut can go on for 2 months down there. You know, it's sporadic because all the deer are born at so many different times every year.
I don't know. And what happens down here is, never come into heat before. When they come into heat for the first time, you never know when it can happen. I mean, it can happen right now.
Right.
They were a yearling doe last year, and this year they're a year and a half old doe. So if they come into heat, the boys are going to start chasing them.
Yeah, like that song, "The Boys Are Back in Town." Boys are back.
Yeah. And as hard as we've been hunting, we haven't shot any hogs. And you know, it's just all of our ranches are tore to pieces, but the hogs are operating at night. And we've had a couple of coyotes shot, but just not much, not much. I finally got my grandson on a deer. We hunted for 4 days, and we let him shoot his first buck. He shot an 8-point this past week, and that's the only deer we've gotten, and really in you know, these customers got here yesterday, so we're going to be hunting for 3 days here and see what happens. But everybody's seeing deer, but nobody's pulling the trigger.
Well, I just got another picture of a nice deer in a walk-in meat cooler.
Wow.
Good wide one.
Yeah. I was wishing that I could send you some pictures last night so we could talk about it today, but just didn't happen. Oh, a guy saw a mountain lion yesterday. He's in the number 3 blind, looking up towards 5. You know where it is. And he was looking at a bunch of deer, and he saw one deer he was going to shoot. But then a mountain lion walked across one of the Senderos, just walked across, and everything disappeared. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. That's my ultimate trophy down there. One of these days, one's going to slip up when I got the opportunity, and I'm going to thump one.
Yep. You better be ready. They're just too fast for us.
Yeah, they are. They just don't stick around, man.
They walk across.
They know when you're in a stand. They know it.
That's the smartest animal down here. But we're a game-rich environment down here with all the deer we have and young deer and millions of javelinas. You know, javelinas, yeah. Those mountain lions get them, too. That's an easy target for them. So they prey on them quite a bit.
Well,
we've had a good time quail hunting, Mickey. Just everybody comes down here pretty much gets their limit every time. So
well,
it's
that's
a
good.
Good bumper crop for quail. Got a lot of people doing that this year.
Cliff
Thank
and
God.
I were just talking about that. He's you know, never seen some
we've had,
quail.
We've had some exotics down here over the years. You know, we've had a few black bucks that came from somewhere. We don't know where because we're all low fence. And then we've had quite a few nail guys down here, and after that freeze last year, Mickey, we haven't seen anything like that. There's nothing exotic down here. The whitetails did just fine. You know, the freeze didn't kill anything.
Those exotics took it on the chin in that freeze, man.
Yeah.
That was not
good. We have a neighbor down the street has a little high fence place, and he bought a whole bunch of axis deer and black bucks. We'll see how they fare this year. You know, hopefully they can make it. So.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming down quail hunting, dove season opens, what, December 17th? The late season does.
We still don't have any doves. You know, when we lost them that first time in late September, but they have not come back, Mickey. I don't know where they are.
It's crazy.
We just hadn't given. But, yep, just give me a call at 713-703-6656, and I have a website, BlaineFryermood.com.
All right, buddy.
Check it out. Give me a call. I'll be right here.
All right, Blaine. Good talking to you, man. Y'all have a good
shoot. Hopefully,
I'll
see some pictures. Okay, buddy.
Bring them on. Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks. All right. That's Captain Fryermood down in South Texas. Now let's go up to Lake Livingston. Let's check in and see what's going on up there with Harry Detant, Pinwall Campground and Marina. Harry, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, man?
Well, I tell you what, it's just a nice cold morning up here. It's about 43 degrees and really hadn't got a whole bunch of wind or nothing, but it looks like we've got a pretty rainy day coming up today. I mean, I think the weather said it's supposed to start raining about 9 o'clock, and I think it rains the rest of the day. I'm not sure. Or at least a chance of rain, but everything's pretty good, you know, for this time of year, Mickey. I mean, we're a lake, we're right at normal pool, and the release is a little over 1,700 cubic feet a second. So, you know, that's pretty normal. But, you know, all the leaves and the trees, you know, I thought there for a little bit there last week that we was going to have green leaves in the trees there for Thanksgiving, but everything just turned, and we went to getting a lot of golds and yellows out of them. So, you know, and they're starting to come down. We've got leaves stacked everywhere. But anyway, it's just been a pretty quiet week up here. Been a little bit of fishing going on, not a whole lot. Seen a few black bass come in, seen a few crappie. Actually seen just a little bit of everything. But there's nothing real hot and heavy, and certainly there's not any pressure on fishing at all right now. Sure isn't, but...
Fishing pressure's light and hunting pressure's heavy.
It sure is, I guarantee you. You know, y'all was talking about them mountain lions. You know, we used to call a lot of bobcats and stuff when we was there in when I lived there in New Mexico. When you know, the funny thing about you call them bobcats in, and you know, they never come straight at you. They always come in a kind of a semicircle.
And, yeah, they try to wind you.
Yeah, they will. And I was sitting there sitting in a big old cedar bush one time, and I was blowing that call, and I never even thought anything about a bobcat. Actually, I was looking for a coyote, and, you know, we call and call, and the cats, they come real slow. They don't, you know, a coyote, he'll come crashing in on top of you.
Oh, he'll come
everything.
Storming in, yeah. Them cats will creep in on you.
But those cats, you know, they're just really slow and cautious. And I'd been blowing that call, and I had no idea there was a bobcat even in that area. And you know, now something caught my eye. Mickey and I kind of looked to my right just a little bit, and it's kind of one of them looks where you don't move your head or nothing, but you just kind of look over there. And you know, there that thing was, and he was a big lynx cat, and he was smashed down and all the way down on the ground, you know, and he was probably, I don't know, Mickey. 25 foot from me, or maybe a little bit closer than that.
Goodness.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I had a shotgun and a 22-250, and you know, I just dotted that cat's eye with that shotgun because I sure didn't want to miss him at that range. He might, if I'd have blown that call one more time, he might have been in my lap.
He'd end up in your lap.
But, you know, I had one friend. One time, he'd knock, you know, be careful with those cats. He'd knocked a cat down, and he thought it was dead, and he walked up to it, and it looked dead to him, and he kicked it, and you know, that cat, it come alive, and it shredded one of his legs. I mean, it ripped straight through his pants and everything else.
Goodness.
And he just clawed him up, you know, it died, but boy, there for a minute, it wasn't a pretty picture at all. But you know, we used to do a lot of that. That was a lot of fun. We used to get up on them mesas, you know, and we'd catch just a little bit of a breeze in our face, and it was really good when we had a lot of snow on the ground, and you could see for miles out yonder, and you would just lay up yonder, and we'd blow them calls, and you'd see them cows, they just come a running in, and we always carried a rifle and a shotgun with us when we did that. If you get them fools and you be real still, you know, you can shoot and then just keep on calling and just let them come on in. And you let them get in close enough and you shoot them with that shotgun. And when they're going away, you pick up that rifle and try to thump them going back out. But you know, that was a lot of years ago. And all, but it was a lot of fun. It was a good way. We used to hunt all over the mountains down through there. We lived right up under by Ruidoso, and you know, that whole country now used to it had a lot of deer in it. But I've still got one friend up yonder. You know, the deer kind of pushed out on the flats a lot, and there's a lot of elk in that area, so he tells me. But,
yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, there's some pretty good hunting. Yeah, we used to there, you know, Mickey. Then there wasn't a deer stand in New Mexico. I mean, you got out and you would go horseback or walk or whatever it took, you know. And
right.
We just take off a walk and then a hunting. And we had one place that we liked to hunt. You could stand up on the side of the mountain there, and you could look out, and it's like you, the way the clouds would fall, it looked like you was looking for 3 days out yonder. You'd have light spots, dark spots, and all kinds of spots. But they had a, but we called them saucers, and they was out on the platinum ground, and they was, I don't know, maybe a 2 acre saucer out yonder, and that it was just kind of a low spot in the ground, and they had cedar trees and everything growing in them, you know, but
right.
It was out away from everything. But, you know, them old deer, they'd get pushed out in them saucers, and we'd walk out yonder, and, boy, there was some nice big old bucks hanging in there. They'd get out yonder by themselves, and nobody would bother them or spook them. I mean,
gotcha.
You had to
all
be
right, Harry.
All that part.
Well, I got to get out of here. Somebody wants to come up to Pinwall, give them a number, man.
Just give us a call up here at Pinwall. That number is 936-967-4752. You have a good
day, Harry. Have a good
one. Everybody has Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.